Escalating tensions between Israel and Hamas sparked a continuous barrage of deadly airstrikes today. Hundreds of rockets launched by both sides, killing dozens of militants and civilians in Gaza and at least three people in Israel. The attacks happening as Muslims across the world prepare for the end of the holy month of Ramadan tomorrow night.
News Nation's Ashley Ketz is live in the newsroom tonight now with global response to tonight's clashes. Ashley.
Well, today's deadly strikes follow weeks of religious tension in Jerusalem during the month of Ramadan. These clashes between Israeli police and Palestinian protesters in and around Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is on a site also revered by Jews known as Temple Mount. Here in the last 2 days, at least 32 Palestinians and three Israelis have been killed. We want to warn you, some of the images are disturbing. Israel sending more than 130 airstrikes into Gaza so far. An Israeli drone destroyed this high-rise building in Gaza City where top Hamas officials had offices. Israeli forces reportedly fired warning shots to allow people to leave the building before missiles were launched. And the heartbreaking aftermath, women and children running from the rubble barefoot and covered in dust. According to the health ministry, at least 10 children are among the dead, and more than 200 Palestinians were wounded. And today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned Hamas, saying militants will be punished for the escalation of the violence.
Hamas and Islamic Jihad paid. And I'm telling you here, will pay a very heavy price for their belligerence. And here tonight, I'm saying their blood is forfeit.
Netanyahu standing beside the Israeli defense minister who said this is only the beginning of their military campaign to protect Israeli citizens. 5,000 reservists are now being activated and reinforcements are headed to the Gaza border. Meanwhile, the leader of Hamas responding tonight, blaming Israel for the violence, saying in part it's the Israeli occupation that set Jerusalem on fire and the flames reached Gaza. Israel is responsible for all these consequences. This afternoon, the White House and the UN responded to the attacks, both saying they are working toward de-escalating the conflict and brokering a ceasefire.
The president's support for Israel's security, for its legitimate right to defend itself and its people is fundamental and will never waver. We condemn ongoing rocket attacks by Hamas and other terrorist groups, including against Jerusalem. We also stand against extremism that has inflicted violence on both communities. Jerusalem, a city of such importance to people of faith around the world, must be a place of coexistence. It is up to the officials, residents, and leaders to restore the city to a place of calm.
Israeli security forces must exercise maximum restraint and calibrate their use of force. The indiscriminate launching of rockets and mortars towards Israeli population centers is unacceptable. This spiraling escalation must cease immediately. The United Nations is working with all relevant parties to de-escalate the situation urgently.
The current fighting between Israel and Hamas is the most intense since a 50-day war back in the summer of 2014. And right now, neither side appears to be showing any signs of backing down.
Watching it closely, Ashley, thank you.